Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 51551 is our text number. It's a red Scania truck. It has white stripes on the cab. It is an articulated unit. In other words, the cab, as far as I can see, is a 10-wheeler. It's a massive truck. And then hitched onto the cab is an even longer, obviously, it looks like a chilled unit. And tragically, that's where 39 people have been found dead in the early hours of this morning in the UK, in the Waterglade Industrial Park. It looks like, in fact, the truck has been abandoned now. That is an unspeakable tragedy at any time. But the fact, it seems, that the Sussex police are adamant that the truck entered the UK, entered Great Britain through Holyhead. And as far as we know, the only routes into Holyhead are from Ireland, either Dublin or Rosslare. And the people on board, the 39, the truck is registered, by the way, in Bulgaria. The 39 people on who were dead, and that is their tomb, this massive white unit that seems to have a thermal unit, a refrigerated feature on the front. As I say, being pulled by this massive super Scania is written on the front of it, with this red one with white stripes. This unit, the people, the police believe, came from Bulgaria originally, as a Bulgaria reg truck, and they're now saying that a man from Northern Ireland, the driver, apparently he's from Monaghan, has been arrested. Obviously, he is obviously assisting police with their inquiries. Cyril McGuinness. Cyril, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
This is an unspeakable nightmare.
Yeah, your researcher just rang me a minute ago. I didn't know anything about it. I had no access to a radio this morning. But from what your researcher says, 39 people lost their lives. So I just like to offer my sympathies to those families, to those people, those families. From what you were saying, the truck seemed to have gone from Dublin to Holyhead.
Well, could it have gone from Rosslare to Holyhead? No, does Rosslare is Rosslare Pembroke, isn't it?
No, Rosslare.
So, okay,
Pembroke.
So the only route into Holyhead from the Republic is Dublin.
Dublin. Yes.
Okay,
but it's unusual that migrants would be heading that way, heading eastern. Western. They tend to head to the west rather than from the west to the east. You know, so.
So you're talking Dover Calais, that route.
Dover Calais. Yeah,
but that route. Cyril, as you know, I know you're a haulier, and you have a number of routes. But that route at the minute is heavily policed. Now we have a new route. I think it's only begun this summer, and it's operating at the moment. I know it's operating tomorrow, for example, and that's Irish ferries from Cherbourg to Dublin. It's a new. That takes freight, doesn't it?
It does, yes. I think Dover-Calais has been a disaster for hauliers for the last 20, 25 years. Mm. We stopped using it because of security issues. And Her Majesty's agents are in Calais, and they still can't stop the flood of refugees coming into the UK.
And have you, we wouldn't find out, but which was predicted actually on this programme about 2 years ago when Brexit first broke. Now, people were predicting in terms of smuggling, and that is that the way into the UK will be through the Republic, over to Holyhead. Now, there is a direct route. In fact, Stena run a direct route, I think they came in twice last week, from France to Rosslare, isn't that correct?
Yes, that's right, yes.
So
yes.
Could a truck have come in there, Rosslare, driven up to Dublin Port? Could have come off Irish ferries, the Irish ferries direct to Dublin from Cherbourg, and simply went into the queue beside it, which would have taken it onto the ship to Holyhead?
Possible, but financially, from a shipping point of view, I think it would be madness to do that. You know, you always tend to go the shortest route, and rather than adding costs, to take costs away from us, you know. So,
but if these 39 people who are now deceased, if they were paying the figures that we've heard mentioned about human trafficking, I don't know who they'd be paying it to. It might be worth their while, whoever's organising this nefarious episode, which has resulted in such a massive tragedy. It might be worth their while to actually bring it in from France to Ireland, either Rosslare or Dublin, and then slip it onto the, move it onto the ship, the number of ships that go from Dublin to Holyhead every day.
It could be possible, but I don't know. I couldn't see it happening, but then again, I just simply don't know. But the people that are in smuggling, you know, they're always coming up with new and inventive ways of trying to beat the system.
Now, I've tweeted a photograph of the truck from TV Pictures. Have you seen the truck? It's a massive truck.
No,
it's,
as I said to your researcher.
Okay, just give me the jargon then, Cyril. It's a separate unit. It's a Scania unit, 2468, 10-wheeler. The refrigerator, it looks like a refrigerated, a very, very long refrigerated unit, white. That's separated from the cab, isn't it? That can be dropped.
Yes, the trailers can be decoupled from the tractor.
Decoupled,
unit.
Okay.
So you have a tractor unit that pulls the trailer.
Now, a Scania 10-wheel tractor unit, is that an unusual?
Not really.
Okay, it's a big machine. It's a big machine. Anyway, it's an unspeakable tragedy, Cyril, and I know it's a constant worry for all Irish truck drivers. We've had them on many times that when they're coming through Calais, that people are almost risking their lives to try and get onto their trucks or under their trucks or watching out for a break. How many trucks do you run, Cyril?
We run 14, Joe.
Okay, and you're a well-known name as well. Your name is on side of the trucks in McGuinness. Yes, a well-known reputable company. Do you run in and out of France? Do you run in and out of mainland Europe?
We not as much as we used to. We used to do an awful lot of work to the continent, but we found because of immigrants and the dangers, we changed our work to Irish UK work and primarily just Irish work. But we do specials to the continent still, but our main bulk of work is here in Ireland and to the UK.
And how will Brexit affect?
It's going to be an utter and complete disaster, Joe.
Oh,
we, as the haulage community, we are the first in line to get it. We're going to be the ones that will suffer day in, day out. And there is no plan from Britain. They've talked about having no border in Ireland or on the island of Ireland, and yet you see that they have to put their own officers in Calais to stem the flow of immigrants. Without borders, if they're not going to have a border in France and they're not going to have a border in Calais, I can imagine ships would be full of migrants. And we got an email last week about Operation Brock, which is to, if your paperwork isn't right going through the UK, they're going to send you back to the truck stops. When the truck stops are full, they're going to park you on the side of the motorway. And when that's full, they're going to park you in Maidstone Airfield. To me, that has all the signs of an utter and complete disaster. And when you hear Boris Johnson saying, oh, there isn't a problem, it's you Irish, and it's you shouldn't worry yourselves about it. Other than having glass-sided trucks, Joe, there's no way you know what's in a truck. Yeah. Not remotely. You know, and I know the technology has come on a long way, but there's still, if you're crossing in the middle of the night and your paperwork isn't right, your truck is going to be delayed and it's going to be packed up until somebody comes into an office to sort it out. I think it's going to be an utter and complete disaster. Drivers in general are a very disgruntled bunch of the workforce. They have regulation being shoved down their throat day in, day out. Their jobs are becoming more and more by the day intolerable, and there's a massive shortage of drivers. I can't see drivers putting up with this, and I recently seen a statistic that 95% of the UK's product, either going into the UK or coming out of the UK, is carried by non-British hauliers.
Wow.
So if they make life hard for non-British hauliers, I can see the hauliers, just like myself, saying, we're not interested in that business anymore.
Yeah. And with a hard Brexit, does Ireland become a convenient, say again, from France to Ireland and then to slip across rather than doing Dover or Calais Dover to try and get into Ireland? And now I know it takes much longer, and this could be part of the unspeakable tragedy here, that for someone to hide on a truck from Calais to Dover is probably 2 to 3 hours, and then they wait for the first service station and then run. But for someone to hide on a truck from France to Ireland is nearly 24 hours, isn't that correct?
Yes,
21 hours.
I think the sailings are between 17 and 18 hours.
Okay, and
plus
then
the time you would be packed up waiting for to get on the boat and to get off the boat.
And
so
then
probably 24 hours.
And then if you were, God forbid, and we don't know what happened to these poor people, but they were sitting down in the Dublin docks last Saturday or Friday evening, having come off a ferry from France, that could have been another 12, 14 hours before they got on the ferry to Holyhead, and then another six or seven. God.
From what your researcher said, I haven't heard or I haven't had access to radio today. They said it was a refrigerated vehicle.
It looks like
an airtight
vehicle.
Must have had a horrible death. And my thoughts and prayers are with those people and their family. Absolutely horrifying, you know.
Okay, well, maybe people can tell us, looking at the truck, if it is. I think there's a refrigerated unit just behind the cab on the white element of the body of the truck. But again, I'm not an expert. I'd rely on people like yourself, Cyril, to have a look at the photograph and tell us. I think it is quite an unusual truck. It's such a massive truck. The cab is such a massive cab. But anyway, as you say, they're fairly normal. Cyril McGuinness, thanks indeed, and thanks for those words of sympathy.
Thank you, Joe.
Cyril runs a haulage company. You've seen the trucks. They're beautiful trucks and really well kept. That's Cyril McGuinness from McGuinness Haulage. 51551 joe@rte.ie 1850 715 815.